And I am here with Andrew from Barnsley Women Football Club. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad, thanks, mate. So, we're featuring yourselves now on our radio station as well. I know that you've just took on the managerial role this summer.
Yeah.
And you've had a good pre-season from what I've seen, and you started your league campaign last Sunday against Chorley. How did you find that?
I think, well, we lost the game 1-0, and I think on the whole we sort of left disappointed not to come away with at least a point. I think this season we've got a fairly new squad, a fairly young squad, but it's a squad that I'm happy with, and they're all hungry to learn. And last weekend, I think we've got to see it as a massive learning curve for us. First game back of the season. Everyone's been waiting for this weekend for months as well, so it was always going to be a bit hectic and a bit fast-paced. But I think in terms of controlling the play and the ball, I thought we did really well, but just didn't quite create enough clear-cut chances on the day. And then Chorley sort of had one clear-cut chance, took it, and then they were very good defensively, kept the shapes, made it really hard for us to break down. And we just weren't quite able to get that sort of clear-cut chance. But, you know, it's not going to be perfect from the first game of the season. So I'm hoping, the players have learnt from that, gelled the team a bit more. And we're going to this weekend against Bolton, hopefully willing to learn from last weekend and improve on that performance.
Yeah, I know this club's even higher up the pyramid. I know Doncaster Bells have gone through widespread changes, and it's obviously a common factor in both women's and men's football. Is it hard for you to keep a squad happy, or do you just?
I think we've got a good squad that I think they all realise that they can start. It's not an easy decision picking 11 players, especially when you've had a good week training. They've all worked hard. But I think they all understand and they get along as a squad to know that if they're not starting that weekend, it doesn't mean that that's my strongest 11. It might be tactical, it might be fitness, it might be rotation. But I think we've got, a good bunch of girls that can either start or come off from the bench and impact the game. And, they're all sort of fighting for shirts, which is, if you want to compete at this level, that's what you need. So I think on the whole, the girls are happy to sort of fight for their place. And then, like I say, that we have got a good enough squad that if they aren't on the bench, they're very supportive on a match day, but also want to learn and find out what they need to do to get back into the team.
So going on to Bolton then, what do you make of them as a team? Obviously I understand that you probably have been unable to watch them, but what have they been like in previous seasons?
Strong, physical, hard to beat. Like,
sounds
a lot
like men's team, to be honest.
Yeah, sorry.
It sounds like their men's team have passed. Bit sounded out.
Well, yeah. Yeah, so I know that, like I say, for a lot of clubs, I think it's a year of transition. I know they've changed the name now to Bolton Ladies. I think I could be wrong, but I believe they're their own club in their own right, similar to us now. So I've got, the biggest link with the men's team. But I know Chris Knight's their manager. He's been there for a few seasons now, and the last two seasons that we've played them, they've been very difficult to beat. If I remember rightly, we've sort of drawn a couple and won a couple against them, I believe. We lost, a couple of games in that as well. So, games against them are always sort of end-to-end. It's not going to be an easy game. And I think despite their transition, and again, I think they've got a fairly newish squad, I know that they're going to come weekend fully prepared and hard to beat. So, we're up for a tough game.
What would you say women's football is like in South Yorkshire?
It's definitely growing. I think it's an area that when you look around, there's a lot of teams in that area. Like you mentioned, you've got Donny Bells at our level. You've got ourselves. You've got Sheffield FC in the league above. Huddersfield aren't too far away. And then you've got obviously Sheffield United competing in the second tier women's football. So I think it's a good area to be in, because I think there's lots of clubs now that are growing. And again, you've got teams sort of below us that are up and coming as well. I know Sheffield Wednesday got a promotion last season, and they're trying to make their way through the leagues as well. So I think when you look around, there's a lot of opportunities and a lot of clubs, which for the whole of women's game, it's fantastic to see that growth.
And what would you say to fans about getting down to support your ladies?
You know, it'd be fantastic to have as many there as possible, in, you know, and as safe as possible. And we know that not all fans will be able to come for, you know, the reasons that, that as a nation we're going through. But I think to have fans sat there with our, like, the scarves and the merchandise, and just shouting on Barnsley, I think it just gives the players a lift. And, you know, that those times in the game when you're probably a bit under the cosh and you've got that support coming from the stands, it just lifts you as a team and just gives you that extra bit of, like, 5-10% of energy. And so it'll be fantastic to have as many down there as possible to sort of get behind the team and hopefully give us a push to a good start, well, to a good game and get some points on the board.
Right, so on behalf of Rockingham Radio, I wish yourselves and your team all the best for tomorrow and for the rest of the season, and I look forward to catching up with you through rest of the season.
Brilliant, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.